Listen, there's been crazy people hanging around the studio all day.
Hi, this is Keith, your host, and it's time for the Retro Radio Podcast.
Call me back when you're sober.
Well, thank you. The Retro Radio Podcast, the Internet's best-kept secret source for your favorite old-time radio shows.
You said you don't know him?
I've heard about him.
You have? Where?
All over.
Always family-friendly, always good, clean, fun.
I feel as if I've been dancing on a sunbeam, tiptoeing on a rainbow, and wading through a cloud.
It's the place where new tech meets old tech. And likes it.
You mean that?
I promise.
Now located at retro-otr.com.
Hope nobody sees me in my bathing suit.
Visit us today and leave us a comment. Email us feedback. We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you. I just said that. Don't be a copycat.
Hey everyone, this is your host Keith once again, and I have a show to play today from Judy Canova. This is from 1948, and I don't have my notes. Sandy, what's the year on this?
January 17th, 1948.
Thank you so much. All right, and this one guest stars Eddie Cantor, and in this show, of course, there's all of Judy's usual humor about, you know, hillbilly humor and dating and men and things like that. And you have Mel Blanc popping in, and there's at least a couple of characters, Pedro for one, who is always kind of funny, talking about, he usually talks about girl problems, but I think he talks about car problems today. But Eddie Cantor, apparently similar to Gracie Allen in 1940, she ran for, at least on radio, ran for a presidential campaign. And apparently in 1948, Eddie Cantor did the same thing, which I didn't really realize that until I found this show. And he makes an appearance so about midway through. And there's some jokes about politics and competition and things like that. It's kind of interesting. Like I said, I didn't know he actually did that. And again, it may have just been a, you know, that's kind of a spoof thing for the radio audience, but it's still one of those things. And then at the end, apparently Judy gets an award for her efforts with the March of Dimes. So if you stay tuned until the very end, you'll catch some pretty touching words from Eddie Cantor, and Judy signs off with a nice little song, which was her usual style. A word about Judy Canova. I'm going from memory here. It seemed like I've read and heard other podcasters mention that she was the youngest daughter of a singing vaudeville family, and they had caught the attention of radio producers, and they wanted to do a show, but they got, I guess, considering it, and it didn't want the whole family, and it boiled down to the two sisters, Judy and her sister, and I can't think of her name right now. She doesn't appear on the show. But she does on some shows, just not today. But Judy was, I guess, the most charismatic and most not photogenic. What's the word? Maybe voiceogenic. I don't think that's even a word. But she had the most charisma, I suppose, and the radio people liked her. Her show ran for a lot of years. It ran from during the war years, I want to say 42 or 43, all the way to the late 40s, around 48 or 9. I'm not sure if it ran much longer than that. Anyway, that's some stuff about the show, so I hope you like it. I know I like Judy Canova, like that hillbilly humor, so hope you guys do too. All right, well, let's take it away, Retrobots, and play us a song. I know we got one somewhere.
We sure do. Here's a few minutes with another hillbilly queen, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Getting a Man or Bust, from January 8th, 1948.
Well, right now, we're about ready to go to press with the latest edition of the Grinder Switch Gazette. And here's the editor herself, Cousin Minnie.
for 1948, and it's get a man or bust. So if y'all hear explosion along about the end of the year, that'll be me. Well, sir, I told Uncle Maybob yesterday, I told him I'm sure to get me a man once I make up my mind. He said, well, he looked at me and he said, well, you get one quicker if you make up your face. A gal don't have to worry none if she's got a character. That's just what I've got. I've got Hezzy. What a character. Well, sir, the big news in Grinder Switch this week was the rummage sale we had up there. Uncle Napalm was at the rummage sale, but he was a little disappointed. He says, this ain't much of a rummage sale. I don't see no rum. We had a grab bag. These fellas were me. I have to keep turning around and looking at them. They're so handsome, every one of them. Oh, Lord. Well, so though, we had a grab bag at the sale where everybody was supposed to bring something useless. Something the more useless, the better. I took Brother. Sure, he was the hit of the day, though, and of the rummage sale when he brought in a beautiful hooked rug. Of course, there sure was a commotion when we tried to sell it back to the people Brother hooked it from. We had me in charge of the antiques at the rummage sale, so Flood Smead got up and made an announcement about it. He said, if any of you folks is interested in a relic, see Minnie Pearl. Wasn't that nice of him? When Flood got up to auction off one of the articles, and he got up and said, we're now going to auction off a beautiful organ stool donated by Miss Lily Twitchell, the singing teacher with hand-carved legs. I'd like to sing, Jerry. I'd like to be out there and call you. I'm a sunshine. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy.
That was a classic.
And now for our featured presentation.
Oh, it's a honey.
From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show. Brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Teeth Company, makers of Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. And the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. The Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Perrott, our guest star, Eddie Cantor, Charles Danton, his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova. Well, Eddie Cantor is going to run for president, and Judy Canova has made a deal with him to get votes. Eddie has promised Judy a screen career if she will get him the votes of all her friends in Cactus Junction. At the moment, Judy is discussing the situation with Aunt Aggie and Geranium.
Judy, do you mean to tell me Eddie Cantor is actually running for president?
Yeah, Miss Judy. A radio comedian for president?
That's right. Well, Judy, I think Mr. Cantor would make a nice-looking president. But you know, I've always wondered what makes his eyes pop out like that.
Well, if you woke up some morning and found out you were the father of five girls, your eyes would pop out, too. Mine are starting to bug out just thinking about it.
Judy, I don't think that's what makes Mr. Cantor's eyes pop out.
You don't, Geranium?
No, ma'am. If you ask me, that man wears his girdle too tight.
Geranium! Geranium, Mr. Cantor doesn't wear a girdle.
Oh, you can't tell about these men, Miss Judy. Rochester told me that Mr. Benny wears a toupee.
Yeah, well, I know, but a toupee is different. A toupee covers what you haven't got, and a girdle hides what you wish you didn't have.
Judy.
I know.
Judy, if you get the Cactus Junction vote for Eddie Cantor, did he promise anything besides a screen career?
He sure did. He said when he's president, he'll pave the streets in Cactus Junction with gold from Fort Knox.
But Judy, won't the government need the gold to back up the dollar?
Back up the dollar? Yes, if it backs up any further, it'll look like a postage stamp.
Judy, this might be your turn to give you a break in pictures.
Oh, yes, Judy. Didn't one of the directors tell you you had legs like Grable?
No, Aunt Aggie. He said I had legs like Gable. The duck hunter, you know. Dolly, Eddie Cantor has a lot of influence at the studio. Gee, I hope I can get him a lot of votes.
Miss Judy, I can get my boyfriend Pomeroy's vote. Yeah, when I make love to that man, he's putty in my hand.
You really win him over, aren't you, Annie?
Yeah, honey. Last night I puckered up and called him my luscious little bunch of sugar beets.
Yeah, well, what do you say to that, huh?
He said, come close to my little pressure cooker and let me hear you sizzle.
You the same way, doesn't he, Geranium?
Miss Judy, when that man just holds my hand, I get the feeling I'm walking on Pussy Willows wearing peach falls for bedroom slippers.
Oh, Judy, I do hope your screen tests are successful.
Gee, I hope so, too. But that director made me awful nervous. Every time I tried to read my lines, he waved his finger under my nose and hollered,
pardon me for talking in your face, Rita.
Oh, Pedro. Dolly, what's wrong? You look mad today.
I am, Senorita. I just flew off the handle.
How come?
I was cranking the car.
Pedro, which car were you trying to crank?
The little Austin. Senorita, it makes me mad every time I try to crank that Austin.
Why?
The crank stands still and the car spins around. Senorita, has that car got a fluid drive?
What makes you think it has fluid drive?
Well, I was driving down the street and I heard somebody say, look at that drip behind the wheel.
Studios. I want to see how my screen test came out. I got to talk to Eddie Cantor.
Oh, Senorita, once at a movie studio, me and my cousin Gonzalez got a job playing horse.
A horse, Pedro?
Si. They asked Gonzalez to be the head and shoulders.
Where did you fit in?
Senorita, I quit before they could tell me.
And let's go to the movie studios. We don't want to be late. Mr. Cantor's a very important man.
All right, quiet on the set, everybody. Quiet. Mr. Cantor is ready to record. Okay, roll him.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Will allow. Nowhere do you get that happy feeling like when you're stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they've hung a star. Let's go on with the show. Business. Yes, there is no business like show business. It owes me nothing. I owe it a lot. Show business introduced me to the great Ziegfeld and Will Rogers and Fanny Bryce and W.C. Fields and Bert Williams and Marilyn Miller. And what a joy it was to play in those shows for Mr. Ziegfeld. You wanted to walk out on the stage and sing those songs, those great songs that everybody loves. Songs like these. Pack up all my cares and woes. Here I go, singing low. Bye-bye, Blackbird. Where somebody waits for me. Sugar is sweet and so is she. Bye-bye, Blackbird. No one here can love and understand me. And oh, what hard luck stories they all hand me. Don't make my bed, light the light. I'll be home late tonight, Blackbird. Bye-bye. Ain't she sweet? See you coming down the street. And I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Ain't she nice? Look her over once or twice. And I ask you very confidentially, ain't she nice? Just pass an eye in her direction. Oh, me, oh, my. Ain't that perfection? Some confection, I repeat. Don't you think she's kind of neat? And ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? How are you going to keep them down on the farm after they see Harry? How are you going to keep them away from Broadway, jazzing around, painting the town? How are you going to keep them away from harm? That's a mystery. Imagine Reuben when he meets his pa. He'll kiss his cheek and holler, ooh, la, la. How are you going to keep them down on the farm?
Was wonderful, Mr. Cantor. You'll be able to hear the Rushes in about an hour. Oh, by the way, there's someone here to see you.
You didn't I tell you that when I'm recording, I don't want to see a human being.
But this is Judy Canova.
Oh, send her in, that's right.
Howdy, Eddie.
Hello, Judy. I'm sorry I kept you waiting.
Oh, shucks, that's all right. See, I was listening to that wonderful medley you were singing about show business. Golly, those must have been exciting days.
Yes, and the nights weren't so bad either.
Judy, every time I can be had. Look, Judy, every time I sing those old songs, it takes me back to my early days. I'll never forget the first time I worked for Flo Ziegfeld. You should have seen the review I got after opening night. It said, last night, Flo Ziegfeld presented his new show starring Eddie Cantor. It was one of Ziegfeld's biggest follies. I wonder how they meant that. And those Ziegfeld girls, oh, Judy, I fell in love with every one of them. Big, gorgeous showgirls. 6 feet tall. Every one of them.
Yeah, but, Eddie, you're not that tall yourself. How could you kiss them?
When Jolson got down on his knee, I got up on his back. Get up, Al.
Yeah. Well, Eddie, this is all very interesting, but I came over here to talk to you about my movie career. Now, remember our deal. If you don't get me in pictures, I won't get the folks back in Cactus Junction to vote for you for president.
Judy, you've got nothing to worry about. Here, I'll prove it to you. Hey, Joe!
Oh, yes, Mr. Cantor?
Has Mr. Thornton looked at Miss Canova's screen test?
Yes, and he asked me to return these still pictures to her. Here they are, Miss Canova.
Oh, thank you. Now, ain't this nice? Listen to what he wrote on the back of my picture. This girl has feet as dainty as fairy boots.
Mr. Cantor, she read that wrong. It says, this girl has feet as dainty as fairy boats.
Yeah, here's something else he wrote. Got me kind of puzzled, though. It says, this girl hasn't got six apples.
No, let me see that. Six apples. It says, this girl hasn't got sex appeal. That is utterly ridiculous. How could anybody say a thing like that about Judy?
But, Mr. Cantor, look for yourself. Miss Canova is just like all the other girls. Her complexion comes out of a box, her red lips come out of a tube, and her eyebrows are painted on.
Well, don't let it fool you, mister. The rest is all me.
Judy, Joe, I'm disappointed in you. Don't you agree this girl? Don't you agree this girl is cut out to be in pictures?
Absolutely. We'll cut her out of this one. Goodbye.
Judy, I'm terribly sorry, but there goes your movie career.
Yeah, Eddie, and there go your votes from Cactus Junction.
Judy, don't say that. After all, what is a movie career? You work hard, you become famous, and then the public forgets you. Years later, you make a comeback. You've got a home with a swimming pool in Beverly Hills, $8 million in the bank. They make a movie of your life.
Yeah, and then what?
You wind up looking like Al Jolson. What a terrible thing. I wouldn't even wish that on Georgie Jessel. I'll tell you what we do, Judy.
I got a much better idea. You get me the votes from Cactus Junction, and when I'm president, I'll make you Secretary of Agriculture.
Oh, me? Secretary of Agriculture?
Why not? Everybody likes you. You're a farm girl. You've got the human touch.
Yeah, Eddie, I guess you're right. That's what's missing on the farm.
What do you mean, Judy?
Well, they ought to get rid of them milking machines and bring back the human touch. Yeah, it sure make them cows happier, I know that.
Judy, what have you got against those milking machines?
Oh, Eddie, they get out of order now and then. Once our milking machine went into reverse and we couldn't shut it off.
Gosh, what happened to the cow?
They found her 6 days later over the Kansas City airport looking for a place to land. And tell me, are you sure you want me to be Secretary of Agriculture?
Yes. Judy, if I'm elected president, I want to have a good, strong farm block. And I want you at the head of it.
Eddie, you've convinced me.
You mean you'll be the head of my farm block?
Yep. You couldn't find a better blockhead than Judy Canova.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Remember, even finest soaps and soap shampoos hide the natural luster of your hair with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap, therefore cannot leave dulling soap film. The first time you use Halo, your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The natural color and luster shine through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff and grease, needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo.
Well, as everybody knows, Eddie Cantor is running for president. And in order to get the Cactus Junction vote, he has promised if he's elected, he'll make Judy Secretary of Agriculture.
Oh, yes. Just think of it, Judy. We'll make a great team. I'd be president and you'd be secretary. I'm a man and you're a woman.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that we both started as babies. Eddie, tell me something. How come you ever got mixed up in politics?
Oh, simple. I just made a bunch of campaign promises and threw my hat in the ring.
You threw your hat in the ring?
Yeah, like they do in Spain.
Yeah, but this is politics. In Spain, it's the bull ring.
Same thing here, baby. Thank you, Democrat. Judy. Judy, since I entered politics, life has been perfectly wonderful.
How do you mean, Eddie?
Well, this morning when I got up, the maid said to me, "Good morning, Mr. President." I came downstairs, the gardener said, "Good morning, Mr. President." The cook said, "Good morning, Mr. President." The night I came in, asked for some money, back to schmo again.
There's one thing about politics I don't understand. How do you find out what the people want?
Why, you just talk to the man in the street. Come on out. Here, I'll show you. Come on out the street. Look, Judy, here comes an average citizen now. Hey, mister.
Yeah? What can I do for you?
Can you tell me what the man in the street wants?
Yeah, he wants to move out of the street and into a house.
You see, Judy, if you're going to be a politician, you've got to get close to the people.
Yeah, Eddie. I think that fella would have voted for you, but I bet he don't even know what ticket you're running on.
Judy, I'm organizing my own political party. If Henry can do it, so can I. What's the difference?
Yeah, but you mean you're going to leave your regular party?
Why not? A man can bolt his party if he wants to. History proves that every year there are plenty of bolts in Washington.
Yeah, and plenty of nuts go with them. Eddie, you might have some tough competition. Governor Dewey, for instance.
Are you kidding? What has Dewey got that I haven't got?
Two sons.
Since when does two of a kind beat a full house?
But Eddie, Governor Dewey's very popular in the farm district. I saw a campaign picture of him milking a cow.
Milking a cow? Why, that's dirty politics.
What do you mean?
A guy that would do that would pull anything.
tell me, if you're elected, what's your platform going
to
be?
The first thing I'm going to do is to give the country back to the people.
Golly, don't the people have enough trouble? What else are you going
to
do?
I even have a plan for world peace. Listen to this. I plan to move all the Russian people to France, all the French people to Poland, all the Polish people to Italy, and all the Italian people to Turkey.
Yeah, but how will that bring about world peace?
Everybody be so busy learning a new language, they won't have time to fight.
Yeah, but you might have trouble getting Congress to back you up. You might run into one of them filibusters.
I'm not what? Filibuster?
Yeah, that's when somebody gets up in the House and talks for days and days and never stops.
Oh, Ida. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Imagine Ida, the first lady of the land, and you, Judy Canova, Secretary of Agriculture.
You know, Eddie, I think I'll take the job. Gee, I could do a lot of things for the folks back home in Cactus Junction. So I could send them pamphlets, seeds, maybe even medicine.
Medicine?
Yep. I'll send each family a gallon of Dr. Kern's Wonder Tonic. It's good for men and women and little girls. It's even good for growing boys.
Judy, would you mind repeating that?
I said...
Wait a minute. Let me get something, will you? No prompting. Go ahead, Judy.
Eddie, I said it's even good for growing boys.
At last, I know what to get Ida for her birthday.
Eddie, talking about Cactus Junction makes me realize that if I go to Washington, I might get awful lonesome for my folks. Do you think you could find a place in your cabinet for them?
Yeah, but I don't know anything about your folks, Judy. Are they true sons and daughters of the soil?
They sure are. Pa worked in the good earth, and after working for 30 years in the good earth, they had only one thing to say.
What was that?
Gosh, I sure need a bath. Could do you a lot of good in Washington, Eddie. They're real live, up-and-at-em people, always on the toes. Well, I remember one day back home in Cactus Junction, Ma was talking to Pa. She walked over to him and said to him, "Wake up, Pa. Come on, get up, you lazy critter."
Oh, gosh, Ma.
What makes you so tired?
I'm all pooped out. I walked clear from the barn yesterday.
Well, that hadn't ought to tire you out. It's only a few feet.
I know, Ma, but the wind was against me. I didn't sleep good last night. I was cold.
Well, I was cold in bed, too, Pa.
Well, I gave you that hot water bottle last night. Didn't that warm you up?
Nope, and I drunk the whole thing.
I got a cold in the head. How can I stop it from going down into my chest?
That's easy, Pa. Just tie a knot in your neck. Pa, breakfast is ready. Start with your coffee.
Oh, Ma. There's a grasshopper in this coffee.
Summer is over, Pa. That ain't no grasshopper.
Are you sure?
Yes, Pa. You know I never serve nothing out of season.
Ma, this is too a grasshopper.
Well, stop them blowing on your coffee. You make him seasick. Look, Pa, here comes Judy's dumb boyfriend, Lucy. Howdy, Luke.
Howdy, Pa. Say, did you phone? Go ahead. Did you...
out.
Well, I'm after my brother Buford. He borrowed my shirt to go out on a date last night, and when he come back, it was all covered with lipstick.
Lukey, why should that make you mad?
Well, how'd you like to stay home while your shirt was out having a good time, huh?
The only thing you're all head up about today.
Gosh, no. When I was coming up to walk, that old hound dog of yours bit me.
Now, Lucy, that old hound dog can't bite. He just barks.
Well, he just barked the seat out of my pants.
Lukey, you're just plain stupid. What's wrong with your brains lately?
Well, Ma's been washing my head with water softener.
Lukey, you'd be smarter if you hadn't have been so stubborn about going to school.
Yeah, Lukey, you're so pig-headed, you'll never amount to nothing.
Oh, shucks, I will, if the price of pork stays up. Excuse me, I'm going into the room and call Judy. My ding-dongies, I sure do love that girl.
Paul, remember when we was a courting, you said my mouth was like a rosebud.
Yeah, Ma, and the day we got married, it opened up and it's been open ever since. You was lucky to land me, Ma. There's few people left in the world like me.
I know, Pa. That DDT does a good job, don't it? Well, let's get the chores done. You slop the hogs, and I'll get the mixing bowl and give Willie a haircut. Seems like her body ain't got no time for nothing.
My family's like.
That's very interesting, Judy.
Well, don't you think you could put them in your cabinet?
That's a good idea, Judy.
You mean you'll do it?
Yes, I'll put them all in the cabinet, lock the door, and throw away the key.
Well, folks, have you heard the big news? Have you seen our amazing pictures of a huge 15-ton trailer truck overflowing with rich, thick suds from the new 1948 Super Suds? Do you realize that every single lively, bustling bubble in that big truckload of suds came out of just one, yes, we said one, box of the new extra sudsy 1948 Super Suds? Seems hard to believe, but it's true. It's been proved. And what does that mean for you? It's the suds that do the work. Just because of those extra suds and the new 1948 Super Suds, no other soap in the whole wide world can wash white clothes whiter, wash clothes cleaner, remove more dirt. Super Suds washes clothes color bright, too. And you need no bleach. Buy a box at your dealer's tomorrow and carry home a whole truckload of hard-working, wonder-washing suds in one hand, in just one box of the new extra sudsy 1948 Super Suds.
Super suds, extra suds for whiter duds.
The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hooper with John Ward and is produced and directed by Joe Rhines. This is Howard Petrie asking you to use Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair and the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. Now, here's Judy.
Thank you, Howard. And I want to thank you, Eddie Cantor, for dropping in to visit with us tonight.
Judy, it was my pleasure. Will I see you tomorrow in the March of Dimes inaugural parade?
You bet you will, Eddie. I wouldn't miss that parade for anything. All those beautiful floats and those great big giant balloons. It'll be wonderful.
Just as wonderful, Judy, as the great work that you've been doing to combat infantile paralysis.
Oh, well, I've only been trying to do my part, Eddie.
You're doing great work, Judy. Make no mistake about it. And because of your untiring efforts and inspiring attitude, I've been asked to tell you that the National Foundation has named you their official March of Dimes girl. Congratulations and good night, Judy.
Folks, this is really an honor I appreciate. You know, infantile paralysis respects no race, color, or creed. It can strike at your child anytime. So please join the good fight against this dreaded disease. Send your dimes and dollars to your local March of Dimes headquarters now. Your contribution may mean the difference between a healthy, happy child or one hopelessly crippled for life. Go to sleep, little baby. Go to sleep, little baby. When you wake, your patty, patty cake and ride a shiny little pony.
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. No other toothpaste cleans teeth better. Colgate cleans teeth thoroughly, safely, reveals natural sparkle and beauty. And scientific tests prove that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate Dental Cream instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. See if you don't agree with the millions who have made Colgate's America's favorite toothpaste. After you eat and before every date, use Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
Eddie Cantor appeared for the courtesy of the brewers of Pabst Bluer Than Beer. Stay tuned to Kay Kaiser with his Comedy of Errors in the College of Musical Knowledge, which follows immediately.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Presented by the Retro Radio Podcast, retro-otr.com.